The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us, but not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. There is a rather mysterious line today. Our Lord says, "Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. Doesn't the Father already love us? Didn't he create us out of love? He always sustains us in his love. So how can our Lord say that? Because a person doesn't love God in return. We have to come to that point in our life. And what does our Lord say? When you make the decision to return love for love, God can lavish his love upon you like never before. You're able to receive his love in ever greater abundance. And our Lord goes on, "And I will love you for the same reason, not that I didn't love you before, but now you're able to receive my love in a new way." And he goes on, "And I will reveal myself to you. I will manifest myself to the one who loves me." My brothers and sisters, who was the first person to see our Lord after he rose from the dead? The one whom St. Augustine said loved him the most, St. Mary Magdalene, and then to Peter, and then to all the apostles. To whom did our Lord not reveal himself? To those who did not love him. It is love that gives sight. Right? God loves us, and he wants to bring us to faith so that we can be saved. But when we love him in return, then he allows us to see. And we understand this even on a natural level. What happens when you choose to love another person? All of a sudden, you see them for who they are. You recognize everything about them. You know, you'll be in a situation where they're not present. You'll say, "Gosh, if he were here, he would love this. But gosh, they would so enjoy this experience." Or, "Man, if he tried that food, he'd hate that." Even with our enemies, what happens when we choose to love our enemies? We see them for who they are and we're merciful. We can say, "Gosh, you know what they suffered when they were younger?" What happens when we do not love our enemies? That's when we judge them, because we don't see them for who they are. And my brothers and sisters, this is above all true with our Lord. I close with this. Blessed Mother Teresa, somebody one time asked her, "What is it like to be a living saint?" She responded and said, "I am glad that you can see Jesus in me, because I see him in you." She saw him in everyone, because he manifested himself to her in every person. She could recognize him in everyone because she loved him so abundantly. May we ask for the same grace.